Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Masters in Counseling Psychology, longtime astrologer, psychic healer, and yogi. In this episode, I'm going to take you on a journey to your future self, or you may want to call it your five-dimensional self or multi-dimensional self. It's an aspect of you that resides in a higher dimension that looks down at your life now and give you guidance and insight on how to evolve and advance in your life. So stay tuned. Welcome to the episode on connecting with your future self. Your future self can provide insights into your current life and your evolutionary path. And perhaps you may want to think of it as your multi-dimensional self, your higher self, your fifth dimensional self, but it is an aspect of self that exists in all space and all time that can help you in your current life. And that's the important takeaway in this episode. We all have goals and aspirations. We all have ideas of how we shall be or should be in the world. This guided journey will help you to access this higher part of yourself, the part of yourself that is all wise, the part of yourself that has gone through the challenges that you may be currently experiencing and has insights to offer. It's an aspect of yourself that dwells in the upper luminous spheres, but will evolve and come through in your lifetime and will come through and allow you to evolve and advance into that being that you want to be during this lifetime. We can also have other manifestations occur during this journey where we can activate dormant DNA. When we activate dormant DNA, we can access certain powers. Some might call them magical abilities. In Sanskrit, we call them siddhis. We can access abilities that we don't use in our life now. Some of these abilities may be clairsentience, the ability to feel things, claircognizance, the ability to know things before they happen. The other siddhis are clairvoyance, the ability to see things before they occur, and also clairalience, the ability to smell things that can give you information about your environment in the non-physical. So we are merging realities at this point on planet Earth. And it is good to have access to higher resources such as your future self. So I invite you to get ready for this episode and get ready for this meditation by finding a comfortable place to lie down or sit in a meditation position as we begin the journey to your future self. So finding that comfortable position and closing your eyes. Begin to focus your attention on your breath. Breathe in through your mouth and then exhale through your mouth. And do that for a few rounds. And then try inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your nose. And find one of those two options, either inhaling and exhaling through the mouth only, or inhaling and exhaling through the nose only. And stick with that as we enter this guided journey. So breathing now through one passage and exhaling through the same. That does a lot of things for your subtle energy body. If you can keep it to the same, the mouth or the nose, we can activate something called nadis, which are subtle pathways in Vedic physiology. So breathing in, easily and effortlessly, breathe in life force, exhale all that no longer serves. Each breath allows you to become more relaxed and comfortable. The sound of my voice and any outside sounds just contribute to the depth of your relaxation. You're able to go deeper and deeper with your breath, taking you into your own inner world, into a place of peaceful relaxation. So allowing your breathing to take you even deeper. And in a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And with each number, you'll go deeper within, allowing the sound of my voice to take you on a soothing journey within. 10, relaxing. 9, releasing. 8, letting go. 7, going within. 6, very relaxed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Very relaxed, quiet, and peaceful. Bringing the attention to your heart, feeling warmth and healing in the heart, and knowing that your heart can guide you through time and space. Your heart can keep you in your body as you journey to higher dimensions. Your heart is the meeting place for the upper energy centers and the lower energy centers. So I invite you to imagine a six-pointed star, very luminous in the heart. Feel yourself expanding from that six-pointed star in the heart into a beautiful frequency of love and luminosity. Feel your body surrounded by a luminous white light. And feel yourself being guided. Imagine a light becoming a beam from your heart, extending out from your body, out into space. See the beautiful, vast space with stars and dark skies. And feeling yourself now traveling on this beam of light through space. You're going out of the earth, above the earth into space, going further and further out into space among the stars and the dark skies. Looking back, you can see the planet Earth and feeling yourself going further and further out, being guided by divine light, by divine consciousness, feeling the softness and quiet of space, of all that is. Looking at the big blue-green ball that is Earth, seeing the white clouds around it, feeling love for your incarnation on planet Earth, but feeling guided to something higher, higher, and feeling yourself in a place where you can look at your life in a higher perspective. And perhaps there are spiritual guides there for you in this place that want to give you some insight about your life. They know that you're going to go back to the earth 5, 10 years in the future. But before you journey back, you're here with divine guidance. You're here with spiritual guides. And let them tell you messages, wisdom, and guidance for your life now. Take a moment and listen. noticing who your spiritual guide or guides are, thanking them for their wisdom, their guidance. Perhaps they're even transmitting healing to you. So take a moment and receive that before we return back to Earth 5, 10, or even 20 years into the future. So be with your guides now. You're going to go back to the Earth in a moment, to the same person you were, but as your future self. So glean any guidance from your spiritual guides. Now I invite you to notice another beautiful blue, turquoise, light blue, aqua aura beam of light very close to you. It's a different color than the one you followed into space. This one is encompassing you to beam you back down to the planet Earth. The beam is taking you back to Earth. What feels like 10 years from when you left in 2024. You're going back to the Earth in 2034. As you come down through this beam of beautiful blue aqua aura life, you come back to Earth 10 years in the future. And now that you're back on planet Earth in 2034, you come to this dwelling and you knock on the door. And on the other side of the door is your future self waiting to greet you. That's you, 10 years in the future. And as the door opens and you're greeted by your future self, what do you notice? You feel a sense of familiarity. You're looking at yourself in the future. This future self has much to share. They've been through challenges that you were going through 10 years prior, but they've come out in a better place. So in this environment where your future self dwells, sit down and have a talk with your future self. And listen to what they have to share. Notice what your future self looks like. What are they wearing? How do they seem and feel to you? Where are they living now? What is their dwelling? What advice do they have for you? They've already lived through the 10 years of challenges, and they have so much to share. Listen. What do you need to know to get yourself from where you are now to where you are going? What would be the most helpful advice from your future self? Your future self has awakened dormant DNA and has abilities that you didn't possess 10 years prior. They've been able to come to a level of mastery in life, and they've learned about manifesting their reality. Listen to what they have to share. What do they do in this future world? How do they spend their time? What have they done with their gifts and talents? What have they manifested? They can tell you what your next step from now. What's the first step? What's the next step? What do you need to do right now? Who do you need to be right now in order to move forward? What advice can they share? Who are they with? Who do they live with? Who are they partnered with? Or are they alone? What have they learned? What does the world look like through your future self's eyes? Walk around, feel yourself. Move as your future self. Perhaps you can receive healing to some area of your body or mind from your future self. And now, take all the time you need to be in the presence of your future self, receiving their wisdom, receiving any transmission from the evolved being who is you. And notice now that your future self has a gift for you. Something to remind you of this connection. To help you move forward. Receive the gift from your future self. See if there's any meaning. If there's anything you need to know about it. Perhaps it's inspiration for your evolution. Perhaps it's motivation. Receive the gift. Gift can be a word, can be a symbol. So getting ready now to Depart from your future self for now. Thank your future self for the wisdom and the gift. Knowing that you can return to connect with your future self whenever appropriate. Your future self is now an inner resource that you can connect with when you need to. Whenever you need to seek guidance or when you need to know what your next step should be, you can take this journey to contact your future self. So hugging your future self, feeling the merging of your energies, feeling the transmission of the wisdom, the love, the guidance, the healing. Basking in that for a moment. And in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I get to 10, you'll come back into the room refreshed, relaxed, and able to remember what's transpired. But for now, say goodbye to your future self, knowing you can return when appropriate and receiving any last words of wisdom or transmissions. Getting ready to return now. As I count up from 1 to 10, when I get to 10, you'll come back into the room, refreshed, relaxed, and able to remember all that's transpired. 1, coming back. 2, bringing all that wisdom with you. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, stretching, shaking out your hands, your feet. And 10, full body stretch, open your eyes, feeling grounded. If you need to journal, grab a journal, grab your voice memo app on your phone, and record or write your journey. Welcome back. Welcome to 2024. This is Jill Jardine, host of Cosmic Scene, international astrologer. Hey, go to my website, JillJardineAstrology.com, to my shop page and book a reading so that you can find out what the stars have in store in 2024 for you personally. I hope you enjoyed this episode on Journey to Your Future Self. Remember to download, share, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. Especially share this episode. Everybody can use a journey to their future self. This is Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine signing out, sending healing, a futuristic vibes through the quantum field.